T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Joe, we're live here from the Baptist Health Training Complex, Miami Dolphins Training Camp. We're going to jump out right now to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline and talk to one of our buddies, Steve Weish, NFL Network reporter. Follow him on Twitter, by the way, at Weish89. NFL Network's Inside Training Camp airs daily through August 10th. It starts at 10 a.m. Eastern. Been in Atlanta, been in Cleveland, Steven. Isn't that where your last two trips have been?
They have been, and I'm still in Cleveland because I'm going to be driving up the road later tonight to Canton, Ohio, for the Pro Football Hall of Fame.
Steve, first of all, buddy, thanks for coming on this morning. It's always great talking to you after all these years of being down here. And we tried to take over for Deshaun Watson's story. It was real close. We tried to jump up there. So let's start with Deshaun Watson before we get to what's going on down here. Does it stick at 6, or do you expect the NFL to flex its muscle and try to add some games on?
You know, based on precedent, I would think that the NFL would appeal. You know, we'll know within 24 hours, that's the deadline when they've got to state as to whether they're going to appeal or not. You know, the NFL is not afraid of a protracted courtroom, you know, legal battle, which this could become. If they appeal, then the NFLPA will fight it, probably take it to federal court. We could see something like we saw in 2017 with Ezekiel Elliott of the Cowboys. You know, remember, he had a 6-game suspension. He fought it, played the first 8 games before he had to serve his suspension. So we could get into something that long, but we'll see what the NFL decides to do. Because, you know, right now I know everybody's waiting to find out.
Yeah, what are your thoughts? I know the reaction for Cleveland fans is, the guys that are all fired up just want to have a good team, want Deshaun Watson out there and playing, and others are saying, man, what are we doing here, man? This story of his is not normal. What's your take on the thing overall? Was 6 games enough for you?
You know, that's hard for me to say. I mean, I personally don't think so. But they had all the evidence presented to them. You know, we're told that 24 or 25 women filed civil suits. The New York Times article said more than 60 women were involved, but the league only presented 4 because they felt those were the strongest and most provable cases. So, look, I'm not a lawyer, but based on what was presented to this former judge,
right,
maybe that's all the evidence and the punishment that she saw fit, based on the evidence that was presented. So we have to always give it that caveat that's what was admissible to her before she made her decision. Remember, part of her decision is also based, you know, she kind of wrapped the league on the knuckles as well by saying they don't really have a true definition of what quantifies or qualifies certain violations, especially when it comes to sexual misconduct. So it was a very, very interesting kind of, you know, back and forth ruling. But it's, you know, this one, there's going to be no answer that's going to make everybody happy.
No, that's true.
Right,
Steve,
I agree with
Steve,
that.
How's the fan base, local media, like, how is that all, especially when the 6-game suspension came out? You know, how was that kind of taken by the local media up there? And how was the fan base when Deshaun walked out
you know, onto the practice field. I know you were out there for some of that. Like, what was that like for the fan base? Was it like nothing going on? That's our guy.
Yes, I mean, and look, that's not. That's not unfamiliar. I mean, right? You know, in Major League Baseball, you had all these teams that couldn't stand Barry Bonds.
Right.
But I went with the San Francisco Giants, loved him. So, you know, hey, you know, he came out, pure cheers. I was here. I've been told that there hasn't been one protester or one person holding up a negative sign for Deshaun Watson to this day. Again, I've been here the past 2 days. We love you, Deshaun. We got your back. So that's how it feels. The local media, look, there were some people who expressed disdain for the punishment. Some people who were, you know, saying, hey, this is the perfect amount of punishment. So it's a mixed bag. It's probably like it is around most of the country where, you know, some people thought it was a due punishment, a just punishment. Others thought it was too light.
Well, let's jump in down here. Stephen Ross, tampering violations, integrity of the game. The NFL came out hard on him, saying they've never seen anything like this or even close to this when it comes to ownership and their violations. What did you think when you saw this yesterday, especially being familiar with this team?
Well, I mean, look, I think the first thing that catches your attention is, wow, the NFL is actually – I mean, that's something you don't see. But when you read the ruling – And I said this on air, they basically likened it to a collegiate athletic director, head football coach, doing something illicit to get the big recruit or the big head coach without using a bag man. You know, we know a lot of these conversations happen in the shadows. Okay, hey, do you think your guy, Sean Payton, might want to coach? Well, let me ask my guy, who can ask his guy, who's close to Sean, to see if he would be interested. And those back channel conversations take place. But they're basically saying Stephen Ross and Bean just went out and did it. Like, you know, whatever. We're going to have these conversations with Sean Payton and Tom Brady and their agent, Don Yee. So the fact that the owner just completely flouted it, you know, they were like, we can't have this. We can't have owners going out and doing this and talking to other teams' property, so to speak, since they were under contract with their respective teams. So, look, the punishment was what it was. What I thought was completely off target was Stephen Ross's response. Instead of saying, hey, look, you know, the league handed down its decision, it is what it is, he comes out and he attacks Brian Flores. Like, yo, dude, you're lucky you didn't really get cracked because, you know, the league said, okay, your $100,000 per loss offer, oh, that was a joke. But you said it. They could have said, hey, you said it. Brian Flores, it bothered him so much that he reported it, and we take that seriously, and they could have hit him a lot harder. So for him to be all upset at Brian Flores instead of being a grown person and taking his punishment doesn't set really a great example, and it kind of proves some of the arrogance that, you know, a lot of people feel about ownership and about the NFL and its leadership.
So, Steve, I got to ask you, because you got to help me out on this, because I don't know, and I know no matter what I say, I'm going to hear from somebody in the organization who's going to tell me you don't know what you're talking about. So what was the game plan for Tom Brady? Was he going to be ownership and we're going to get the same before every game, or was he going to run the football, or was he going to run the football and then come down the slide and be the starting quarterback? What do you think the game plan was for Tom Brady?
Well, I mean, everything I heard was it was Jordan came to the Washington Wizards. You know, when he came in initially, he was a front office guy and then eventually transitioned to the playing field. It sounded like that was – a possibility, but more so him coming into a front office role. What it would be, I don't know. And if you wanted to play, I'm sure they could make amends, you know. But Jeff Darlington made a great point. If you're any type of owner, it has to get league approval. You think Robert Kraft and some of these guys are going to vote for Tom Brady to come in and play for the Dolphins? I don't think so.
No.
So, you know, I think that was part of the discussion, but I think the cachet of having Tom Brady, you know, as part of your brand is something that really seemed to kind of, you know, get the juices flowing for ownership down there.
You know, a lot of people think the Sean Payton deal was like he was already starting to look for a house down here. I'm telling you, we've heard that from a lot of people. He's ready to join South Florida lifestyle.
Yeah, but, you know, I live in California here from a lot of people. He's ready to join the L.A. lifestyle,
Probably so, now, for sure.
I bet you if you talk to folks in Dallas, they're going to tell you, man, he sure is ready to come back to Dallas and join their lifestyle. We can all get on the lifestyles of Sean Tate and Chase.
All right. You're more than fair, Steve. That was good.
Steve, I got to ask you this. We brought up Brian Flores, and we bring it up all the time here on the show whenever Brian Flores' name comes up. You think Brian Flores ever gets an opportunity to be a head coach again in the NFL?
We'll see. I mean, you know, look, some owners may change in the next couple years. I mean, he has an uphill climb.
Right.
But – you know, you really never know, because even in the league's findings, his integrity and what he said could not be questioned.
Yeah.
So, you know, we'll see. I mean, we know some of the things that happened down there. He wasn't the easiest guy to deal with from the media-wise, from coaches. I mean, he ran, you know, a lot of coaches in and out of that program. So, you know, it's just really an unknown. You know, because you just don't know if it's the same old owners, probably not. But that's really hard to tell.
It has been a lot of different takes on this. It's been incredible to hear all this stuff, especially when it comes down with this team. By the way, how the hell did Bruce Beal get into all this stuff? Like, except he, like, apparently has got a man crush on friggin' Tom Brady.
Now, Joe, you know this. You tell me a minority owner, some type of leader, who doesn't want to show that he's just as much of a baller as the guy who's writing the check.
No, we see it all over. Right. You're right.
You see it all the time. No matter what franchise there is, there's another owner who's like, hey, I got as much money as this guy. He just happened to get to it first. But here's what we can do. You know, I'm a player just like him. Don't sleep on that. So that's probably how he got involved.
You know what's crazy here is this team is actually in the first week with Mike McDaniel. Has been really fun to watch. First of all, Tua with more weapons around him, and that guy we got from Kansas City has been, Tyreek Hill has just been unbelievable in practice every day. And you think this team's got a chance, or don't read too much into camp?
Well, I'm never one to say, you know, to really buy what you see in camp, because it's you know, your team going up against your team. And again, Joe, you know this. At some point, you know the guy you're going against, his tendencies, how hard he's going to work, X, Y, and Z, but I think Miami has a really good chance. Look, I was just with the Niners. I know a lot of people with that organization, and they will openly tell you that they are going to miss Mike McDaniel, that he is a very sharp guy, great communicator, and he's a very good coach. But you know the communicator part with today's athlete is number one on the list. Why am I doing this? What's it going to mean for me? And then how's it going to translate to the overall process of the team? They see Mike McDaniel's the guy who really checks that box. I think the Dolphins have a really good opportunity. And I tell you, the video I see it too, where he looks good. And physically, he looks healthy. You know, maybe for a year or so, you know, he couldn't get by that hip injury and couldn't rip it like he was at Alabama. But he looks good to go from everything you see on film. We'll see once, you know, when they get into real game action how he looks. But he looks pretty good right now.
Well, don't tease us like that saying that, but, yeah, it's – by the way, you don't think any of this stuff – I know this has popped up already, and you've seen it. People are wondering, well, what's this going to do to Tua and the team, this stuff? And I told everybody they don't care about ownership stuff, and they definitely don't care about losing picks, draft picks for next year. The fans care about losing the number one pick, but there's not a guy out there worried about that right now in week two of camp. Do you agree?
No player is worried about that. No player is worried – anything about this right now.
Yeah. That's a good way to tell you. Thank you so much.
Steve, a whole interview and one football question. Unbelievable.
When you're coming down, man, when you're coming down, we like having you down, then we get you directly.
Probably not until the regular season. You probably won't see me in training camp because of the Hall of Fame and some other stuff.
Steve, we really appreciate it.
Always.
You know, it's always great talking to you, and we really, really appreciate it, man. Thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, guys.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.